Welcome to a room and a phone line full of legends this morning to lock it in for round 20 of the NRL Premiership. Darren's in the studio. How are we doing, mate?
Not too bad.
All right. And Tom is at the other end of the line. How are you, Tom?
Yeah, mate, I'm pumped. I'm raring to go.
Well, let's have a quick listen to what happened last week.
Last time on Lock It In.
So I'm going to lock in the Broncos tonight because this time of the year, last year, Parramatta just went into a pit. They managed to resurrect themselves as the final series started, but they don't seem to like the end of the season.
Well, I know you're going to be surprised by this.
You pick the Warriors?
No, no one picks the Warriors.
Okay, all right, cool.
I'm locking in Manly to beat the Dragons tomorrow night.
I, on the other hand, am going to do something that I believe is truly courageous, and that is I'm going to be picking the South Sydney Rabbitohs to defeat the Melbourne Storm on Saturday night. Out of all of those picks, I honestly thought Darren's was the safest.
Yeah, COVID, you know.
Oh, excuses.
It's all right. They can beat a reserve grade team.
All right. We are locking in for round 20. I'm going to go first this week, and I'm picking the Newcastle Knights to defeat the Canterbury Bulldogs at McDonald Jones Stadium.
You know, I was looking at that. I think that's not a bad option, actually, because, you know, the Doggies, they're winning a couple of games, but that doesn't mean they're going to be consistent. So a good win last week means they're out celebrating. I reckon you might have a good chance with that one, Bear.
My main reasoning is no Kalen Ponga for the Newcastle Knights. And if you look at their efforts earlier in the year, defensively, they're better when he's not around. Admittedly, offensively, not so much. But definitely when he's not behind them, they seem to be able to tackle and form up their defence a bit better.
Yeah, and it helps they know what the Bulldogs' main weapon is, and that's intercepts.
All right. Darren, who are you going to lock in this week?
Well, get the drum roll.
Yeah.
I'm locking in the Bulldogs.
Oh, hang on.
To absolutely smash the Knights. The Knights couldn't win their way out of a wet paper bag at the moment.
We've got ourselves a good old-fashioned lock-off.
Good. I look forward to winning.
I've been very successful in my lock-offs this year, actually.
Yeah, we got to lose sometime.
Maybe. But McDonald Jones Stadium, that's where it's going to be at Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m. Tom, you want to get some of this action?
I was looking at that one. I was also, look, I just flatly refused to pick the Dragons no matter what. But certainly you think if they're going to put in an effort, it'll be against the Cowboys this Sunday. But the one I'm going for, against what I said last week, but because it is a derby match, I'm just wondering if Parramatta can put in an effort against Penrith.
It's medication time.
What are you talking about?
Well, Parramatta and Penrith, normally when they play, it doesn't particularly matter where they are in the tables. It's a derby, you know. They're only a few minutes away from each other on Parramatta Road. So I think maybe Parramatta will put in an effort Friday night.
Darren, could you be the voice of reason here, please?
When were Parramatta and Penrith only a few minutes away from each other in the last... Have you sat in that traffic? Look, it already happened earlier this season where the Eels got up over the Panthers, but I can't see it happening twice. I don't think they've got a hope.
And the Panthers are like
The
Panthers are like 1,000 points out in front. You reckon they'll start putting their cue in the rack ahead of the semi-finals, Tom?
Well, it is going to be hard to motivate them, isn't it? And particularly, you know, there's a bit of rivalry here, of course, because there's a couple of Parramatta guys, let's face it, that did play for Penrith and are carrying a bit of a hump.
Yeah. Well, maybe. I actually kind of wishing that I'd gone for Penrith at this point and got a much easier lock-off, I think.
No, well, I think you're right there, Tom. The ill feeling between Campbell Gillard and some of his former teammates, which played out during the Origin series and why he wasn't retained after game one, may give him a point to prove, but it needs more than one player to win the game.
Yeah, it certainly does. But, you know, Parramatta, as I said, they're in no man land this time of the year, but this is a game which they will lift for. Friday night, big crowd at home. Let's see what happens.
Remains to be seen, and we will talk about it next week on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Thank you, legends.
Thank you.
See ya, bear.